Reload! Welcome everyone back to another episode of the Doyo Download. I am once again DJ, and you are back again here to listen to the dulcet tones of my voice for another block of information. That's right, I'm coming to you again with block three. But we can't just jump right into it. We have ourselves another sponsor, and yes, it is a new sponsor. Once again, Mowashi City.
Mowashi City. Mowashi City. Mowashi City.
That's right, at Mowashi City, we have thousands of kilometers of silk, and they have all kinds of colors. They've got your reds, your cherries, rose colors, your oranges, your pinks, all of the red shades. And they also have all kinds of other colors, like your blues and your greens and your yellows and your whites and your silvers. And they've got the new colors coming out. Sunshine, lemon drop, pineapple, chartreuse, baby puke, lilac, and orange is the new orange. All of the exciting colors, and again, they are coming in kilometers worth of length. They even have that strange material that all of the lower divisions wear, the kind that looks like it's, I don't know, some sort of tire rubber. I don't know. I don't know what to call it. But here at Mowashi City, Mowashi City, Mowashi City, Mowashi City, they've got all of the silks. They got it for you. If you need a new Mowashi, and almost always you do for the brand new Bashos, you need to come to Mowashi City. And due to popular demand, they've even got a brand new series coming in. That's right, printed Mowashis. They've got plaids. They've got polka dots. They've got tartans. And the most requested of them all, the Inazuma face printed material is coming soon. That's right. Now you can have Inazuma's face right up against your butt.
At Mowashi City, Mowashi City, Mowashi City, Mowashi City,
you can have all of your Mowashi needs taken care of. And now, let's get to the content of this episode. Wow. All right. I hope everybody found that sponsor exciting, because we are glad to have them. Absolutely glad. Let's see here. Let's start with the Makushita division here at the end of block three. We are, of course, going to have whatever info is in the International Basho Guide. And I can tell you right now that it looks like someone is updating. So I will have whatever information is being updated live as I record this. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 9 Kachikashis in Makushita already, which is great. It's great to see that we've got some, ooh, cracking voice. It's great to see that we have some Kachikashis already. We've got Hanabusa, Ryu Fuji, also have their Kachikashis. We've got Onimaru, Kakiyama. There is Mitsurin, Kanashiberi, Nagashima, Ryu Kuro, Kuroi, and Tochiyamaru. They are the ones with their Kachikashis already. We have some on the cusp of Kachikashi. We've got Wakakishi. That's right. We've got Takazan, Kokuchu, Kumanagi. There is also Hikari. They all have 7 wins. They just need that one more to push them over. There's a fair number of 6 wins in there also. They're pretty close. And of course, we've got the ones sitting on the edge of Makakashi with the 7 losses, but they're really close with their 5 wins. So there's a lot of exciting stuff going on here. Do we have a clear winner, a clear leader in Makushita, as I look at this sheet real quick? We do. It is Kanashiberi at Makushita 14 West with 10-2. There is a there's a tie for second behind Kanashiberi with Nagashima and Kakiyama at 9-3. So there's a potential of a playoff, but if Kanashiberi can hold them off, stay with just 2 losses, Kanashiberi can take the Yusho. But I mean, there are 3 more bouts to go in this in blocks 4 and 5. And as a reminder, I won't be doing 2 more podcasts for this basho. I will be waiting till after the 15th day in order to do one more final bout for that. But Makushita definitely looks very interesting. There's still a lot of people in it. Nobody is really, there's nobody that's been blasted completely out. There are people that have done, that are not having great Bashos. Definitely, it's rough starts for a couple. Don't let it get you down. We can definitely, turn that around with some training, some allocation of some skills, and get you right back in it for next Basho. And Degeko can also help you get things better. Junyo can also help you get better. Just participate in these things, and you definitely have a shot to rebound. Let's move up to Juryo. As I let the screen load, there we go. It's not look like anybody has fought in the newest block released, so we've got a good solid block here. We have 1, 2, 3, only 3 Kachikoshis in Juryo. That is Ookumizu, Tsukino Karasu. Wow. And Sokudoryu. Those 3 are the only ones with Kachikoshis. Ookumizu is in a solid lead with 10-2. Both Tsukino Karasu and Sokudoryu have 8-4. Ookumizu has a 10-2, so there's a 2-win lead. And, there's still 3 bouts to go. Ookumizu could definitely stumble twice in those 3 bouts. Is it likely? We don't know. Ookumizu did win on day 12, so the stumbling on every day divisible by 4 has stopped. Pointing at you there, Ook. Just a little jab there. A friendly jab. It was just a funny remark from before. I just thought it was neat to point that out and just make a little fun of it. Let's see here. Since there's a tie at second with those other two, what do we have? There's a bunch. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 wrestlers tied for 6th, which all have 1 more win to get to Kachikoshi. That's Kayacho, Sajumoto, Senpuriki, Daihono, and Sainan Kogo. Those should be, I think it was 6. Oh, Koizumi. I forgot that one. So those are the 6th place ones. After that, we've got a couple of 6s and 6s, and then of course we drop into the 5s and 7s, or the ones that are sitting at 7 losses waiting to get either Makakashi or get those extra 2 wins to even things out for that last day 15 jump. But Juryo is fairly tight. I mean, there's not really anyone that is having an awful Basho. I mean, that isn't a bot. I mean, there's a couple that have their Makakashis, sure, but it's not like they're in double-digit Makakashis at the moment, and it's definitely not that they haven't had very many wins. So, I mean, it's still early. Well, it's late, but I mean, it's still very competitive. I mean, the things are very tight-knit, and Juryo has turned out to be very, very solid. Very interesting. I was saying from the beginning that this one was interesting to watch, and it has not been disappointing. If we move on up to Makauchi, we have quite a few. Oh, come on. There we go. We have a few Kachikoshis. Starting from the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 Kachikoshis. And then starting from the top, that is the Yokozuna Hikari Shoryu. All 4 Ozekis, Hushicho, Amakaze, Azumariki, Kibonanami. Then we've got M1 East, Inazuma. We've got Funka. I was saying that Funka, but of course in Japanese that would be a Funka. We've got Akagi, Suijin, Kotoikoma, Kyokarai, Maruwashi, and in the M16 West position, which is the last position, Akaibashi, all with their Kachikoshis. Let's see here. Phone call coming through. That can just wait. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Looks like 7 Makakashis in this division. Unfortunate, but I mean, we do have movement in this division at all times. So it's not a solid thing. And this is the best of the best. So we will have new komusubis, as both of the komusubis appear to have makakoshis. Up near the top, Soyokaze, first time at M1 West. Soyokaze will be likely dropping out of that position. Tenoyama seems to have had a rough time at M4. And it looks like we had a couple of people, well, a person go Kyujo during the Basho. We may have more, because I know that we've got some injury or fatigue-riddled people that have had some rough times of it. But in first place, there is a three-way tie for first place for the Yusho. That includes Ozeki Hushicho, Inazuma, and Kotoi Koma, all tied at 10 and 2. Then we have our next group tied at 4. Funka. Oh, apparently Funka is all by himself at 4. Why is that? There was supposed to be a group. Oh, Funka got a win in there. That's why. 10 and 3. Gotcha. I understand. See, this is being updated live, so I don't know what's happened. I understand. So Funka's got 3 losses still in it. Azumariki at 9 and 3 would have been included in that tie, but now tied now at 5th place. Let's see who else is in there. Maruwashi, 9 and 3, also in the 5th place slot. Akaibashi, 9 and 3, also in that 5th spot. And then we go to the 4 lossers who aren't quote unquote out of the Yusho race, but would need a miracle to happen for them to still be in the Yusho race. That includes Yokozuna Hikari Shoryu at 8-4. That also includes Akagi at 8-4. Suijin at 8-4. Kyokurai at 8-4. And that's just too much to really overcome. I mean, you would need all the 10-2s to basically lose 2 bouts, as well as the 8-4s to win 2 bouts. You'd need all the 10-3s or the 9-3s to lose a bout, and then everybody would be even going into day 15, and then it would have a huge potential for a huge playoff. But I just think that the 8-4s are too vast of a gulf to make up this close to the end. And those that are in the 10 and 2 spots are really solid this Basho, with the 3 loss Rikishi really having a shot at hanging in there with them. They're the ones that really have the shot. The 4 losers are basically out of it. But we are going to have some movement near the top. Like I said, we've got 2 komusubi definitely likely dropping out of the spots. We have 2 sekiwaki definitely. Well, not definitely. I can't say definitely. Likely shifting. Rinkusu is at 6-6 as I look at the sheet right now. Not sure if that's going to go stable or if that's going to cause a drop. Inorihachi, 5-7. One more loss, and I mean, we could be looking at a single rank drop, or we might be looking at a multiple rank drop, depending how now Inorihachi does. So, I mean, we might have new Sekiwaki and new Komusubi with the next Bonsuke. And there's definitely a lot going on with what we've got here. So it's a very interesting potential for a lot going on. And I just said the same thing twice. So, I mean, amazing. Amazing that I repeat myself. So if I was to look at this and make a guess as to who, I can start doing this because we're at the end of block 3, I can start making estimated, educated guesses here. Towards the bottom of the bonds, K for Makauchi, I would say that Kumatetsu might be able to. Well, no, Kumatetsu is likely going to drop to Juryo in my guesstimation. I think that it's going to be a high Juryo placement, but it's likely that they're going to drop. If Akayama gets a Makakoshi, probably also will drop to Juryo. If he gets a win, or a Kachikoshi, might get a might be able to stay in Makauchi. Same thing with Tachigetsu, depending on whether or not they get a Kachikoshi. They're also at 5-7, so there's that potential also. Ichiu at 4-7,
dangerously sitting there. They're far, at Megashira 13 East, I mean, that's really far up the Banzai, but we've seen some serious movement in the Road to Yokozuna Banzai. So, I mean, I don't know how far up is safe, personally. This is the first one I'll be paying real close attention to that. So, I mean, Ichiyu might be in the danger zone of dropping down. That's as far up, though, as I would personally be looking at without having paid attention to previous Banzai changes to dropping down. So we have a potential of 3 dropping out, which we would look at then the Juryo coming up. I would say with the Juryo coming up, we've got the possibility of Ryunoshin, who is currently at 6-6, if they can pull out a Makakoshi, if they can pull out a Kachikashi from 6-6. Kayacho, if they just get one more win, would go up. Sajumoto, if they could get one more win at 7-5, would go up. Tenno Arashi is at 3-9. Makagoshi is definitely not going to move up to Makauchi. And then we've got Nishitora at 5-7, dangerously close to Makakoshi, so definitely not moving up. If Ukumizu at 10-2 wins the Yusho, I would say that that's a definitive guarantee to move up. But from Juryo 5 West, that's as far down as I would say a Yusho winner would definitely jump up into Makauchi. Everybody else should shift up in rank that gets Kachikoshi, but it really depends on how many people come down from Makauchi in that case. Looking at the bottom of Juryo, we've got Chiyurukaze, that you're in there. Chiyurukaze at 4-8, Makakoshi, and Hokuyokusei also at 4-8. Definitely have Makakoshis. Will be likely dropping down in Makushita. Onawashi and Hakuryu, both at 6-6, have a chance to turn those into Kachikoshis, but are also just as likely to have a chance to turn those into Makakoshi. So it depends on whether or not they have good block fours or bad block fours. And then we look up just a little bit to Tetsuan with a 5-7. If Tetsuan goes 5-8, there's another potential drop out to Makushita. So it's a potential between 3 to 5. 3 to 5 drops to Juryo for players going into Makushita, which will then allow us to look into Makushita to see who is likely going up. That would be Hanabusa, Ryu Fujin, and we would look down a little bit. Kaze Tora definitely not going up with a Makakoshi. Can't talk today. Wow. Ishimaru at 6-6. We'll see what their basho looks like. Wakakishi at 7-6. One more win likely would go up. And then we get kind of far down the Banzai there a little bit. But Takazan, it's a potential. And then Takazan at Makushita 8, it's a ways down on the Banzai, so I don't know how far down would go up. I mean, I guess it would really determine on how many people don't really get to move up and how many people come down from Juryo. But that's Makushita 8 is as far down as I would go if we don't have a lot of upward movement, downward movement from Juryo. So, I mean, but we would have Onimaru and Kakiyama both having their Kachikoshis right now, definitely up towards the top of Makushita at this point, along with Mitsurin, Kanashibari, Nagashima, and Ryukori, who have already made their Kachikoshis. And, of course, anyone else at that point, it's just a watch and see with the movement. But we'll get a better idea after this block. And, of course, I will do my Banzai prediction. Well, of course, you didn't know that. I will do a Banzai prediction for us. And because we have more movement than a traditional Banzai, I will do my best to attempt to do it the first time. And then, of course, as I get more used to it, it should get more closely aligned with how ours works. And I am a Gyoji, but I'm not going to be, I'm going to do the prediction using only the International Basho Guide once the tournament's over. So I don't look at any discussion about where to place everybody, because I want to try to do this without any back information, and then that way I'm coming up with skills on the fly, and then if I'm helping with the Bonds K in the back end, which I am on the Bonds K team, I'm doing work outside of using proprietary information, I guess, to actually set people in motion. So the podcast will be done sans anything but the International Basho Guide, because I want to try to predict how it'll work. And I'm saying that because I am on the team, but I am only one tiny cog in the machine. So it's not like I have a lot of pull. I'll have some input, but I'm not the one setting things in motion. And if it ever comes to the point to where I am the one setting things in motion, I'll stop doing the predictions, because then it's just a reporting how things turn out. So now that I've said all that, I want to thank you all for joining me. I've enjoyed doing these podcasts so far, and I've enjoyed hearing the feedback about them. Although the feedback I've gotten most about is the sponsors so far. I did get some feedback about my pronunciations, and I'm getting better. Hushicho has reminded me some methods to get the pronunciations better. And I'm not practicing, but I am while I'm seeing names in, while I'm discussing things in like the general chat or whatever, I am trying to say them out loud so that I'm doing better. And some of the ones that I practiced earlier today that I knew I was going to be saying, I completely flubbed when I was on the mic, as opposed to I got them correctly while I was just talking to myself. So repetition is how you get it right. So I'll get better as I go. But if you have any questions, you can always ping me on the server. I am Suijin. You can send email to emeraldspectre.com@gmail.com. That is the email I have. And my website is emeraldspectre.com, which you can find the Emerald Spectre email address there also. I at this point I've decided that this is the only Basho that's going up on SoundCloud. The rest of the podcast will just be on my server. So after this Basho is over, the last podcast on SoundCloud will be the post-Basho review. And then after that, all of the podcasts will be on my server only, so that we have them all in one place. And then I will remove the SoundCloud podcasts, and I will keep the SoundCloud account so that if I ever can't get things working on my server, which has happened in the past because I host my own server, if I ever can't get things working on my server, I will use SoundCloud as a backup so that I can at least get the podcasts out to you. But I will keep most of the things on the server. But thank you for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you again in a few days when a week. I don't know how long it's going to take to get this block and the next block done. I look forward to talking to you again after the Basho's over, talking to you about who won the U-Shows, who gets the special prizes, and who's moving up and down, more than likely. So we'll see you next time on the Doyo Download.